streets is yours for the take.
Tom Torero podcast 137 on Don't Hide Your Dick. And it's me. It's just me and my penis. Here we are. What a nice image for you to visualize. In today's podcast, it's only me, no guests, after a very welcome run of three guests. As my grandmother used to say, good things come in threes. We had Thomas, we had Baxter, the Mac Daddy, and we had Tom, the young hustler. And those interviews were done because I was in London for a period due to the premiere of Hustle On. So first of all, thank you if you've watched Hustle On. It's on YouTube now, or you came to the cinema, you sent me an email, or you left a comment. The response has been amazing. It was a gamble both in the tone of the documentary. I didn't know whether to make it more squeaky clean or more filthy. I didn't know whether to make it longer or shorter. I'd never edited anything like that before. And mainly, I didn't know whether to give it away for free. But then I realized if I just sold it, the guys that would buy it would already be into Day Game. So rather than making a quick bit of money off that, better to put it out there. And as I said somewhere, the pitch of that documentary is like a gateway drug. So I was trying not to make it blue pill. It tells the story of Day Game. It tells the successes. It hints at the filthiness. It tells you the pain. It shows you that it's global. And if a guy gets into that and then he starts to explore more, he'll discover the weird and wonderful delights of filthy Day Game. But it was a really, really drunken but magical evening, the premiere in near Carnaby Street and then down to Soho. Lots of beer, lots of old Day Game friends, literally and metaphorically, and a huge gathering of Day Gamers. It's quite hard to get a lot of Day Gamers, a lot of scallywags into one room, but we did it. What else have I been up to? I have returned from Abu Dhabi via Oman. So a little hint of that is on my blog. Many odd, weird and wonderful stories from the UAE, but that's two countries that are new this year, Abu Dhabi and Oman. I think they're countries in the UAE. I'm trying to sort out my knee because I had the MRI on my knee and I've got two pretty big meniscus tears. So I'm finding out on Monday if I'm going to have surgery or if I'm just going to put up with it and do the physio. So that's held me back, quite literally, a Day Game injury. There should be some kind of fund, you know, a pension fund for veterans of Day Game after you've walked hundreds of thousands of miles and fucked up your body, let alone your mind. On top of that, I'm sorting out the van, this year's adventure, the Black Sheep Bandit, driving around Europe, Eastern Europe in a van and pulling girls, okay? It's not for yoga or deep inner game therapy. It's for smashing birds in the bank bus and seeing a bit of nature with them. I'm going to take my mum on holiday, I think, before the Day Game season kicks off here. And I've just found out I might be off to Singapore to do some kind of conference and stopping off in Istanbul there and on the way back. And I'm finishing compiling Below the Belt, my new book, with all those stories of secret society lay reports and degenerate filth. Okay, don't hide your dick. Oh, I wanted to add in one more thing. For each podcast, I will do one dirty trick of the week rather than packing 20 into one podcast. I've got loads of these filthy tricks of the week, and today's one is swearing in your Day Game. You can swear on the date, but just once or twice, especially if you're a nice guy, swear in set. Try and make it fuck or crap if you want to be a bit more PC, or you could just say bollocks if you're British, or shit. Fuck is a good one. So you're doing the open and the stack, and she's giving you the topic and you're vibing on it, and remember, part of attraction is challenging, playfully challenging. So you might just go, oh, holy fuck. Or that was shit. You know, I went to Madrid and it was shit, you say with a cheeky smile. Of course, when you challenge, you smile. Why do you swear? Well, it's not what a nice guy would do. It's breaking rapport, not making rapport. It wakes the girl up. It snaps her to attention. And she thinks, wow, he's not kissing my ass. Maybe I'll let him lick my ass, if that's what he's into further down the line. But you get the idea. Drop it into the date as well if it's dipping into comfort quicksand. Just once. You don't need to be an East End gangster. Don't hide your dick. That's the topic of today. You've heard me talk about it many times. Both literally, as in the GYDO move, the classic Torero move. Do you know that? Get your dick out after she's put her hand on it over your jeans. You don't need to undress her. It's just a fantastic move when you're trying to bust through token LMR. Years ago, when I was doing a seminar in Portugal, I think, I wrote GYDO on this whiteboard. And at the end of the seminar, I wrote underneath it, get your dick out. And we had a laugh and we talked about the technique. And then I just left it and I realized the cleaner came in later. I guess she was Portuguese, so she didn't understand what was on the board. But a room full of men listening to Tom Torero's message, GYDO, which is DHYD, don't hide your dick. So you know the technique, the LMR busting technique, but you've heard me talk about it in terms of a life philosophy. So owning what you do, we'll talk about that today, essential to being the black sheep bandit, to standing up to other people, to your boss, to a bully, somebody that's trying to take the frame off you or hold the frame. And how do you do it without being aggressive or without showing off? Because recently I wrote an article on bragging and why nice guys simply should brag more in their whole life. You know, they should have this belief that they are some sort of deity. They should have delusions of grandeur. Yeah, they should be loud. They should be cocky. They should be flashy. They should improve their swagger. They should walk with their head up. They should walk like they're on a red carpet. And instinctively you go, no. Guys should just, you know, keep their head down and be nice and shut up and blend into society. Be humble. Society tells you, be humble. But come on, man, you're a hustler. You're a pimp. You're a pickup artist. You can't be half a gangster, as RSD Jeffy says. So own it. And we'll be talking about that today. Don't hide your dick. First of all, I ask you straight up now, why are you listening to this podcast or watching this static slide on YouTube? You gotta be honest with yourself. Nobody knows except you, and I know why you're listening to this podcast, okay? And people go, well, it's about self-improvement. It's about self-development. It's about becoming one with the universe. I say, no, why are you watching the YouTube videos? Why are you reading blogs on this? Why are you reading books on this? Why are you spending hours listening to Tom Torero rattle on? It's because you want to get laid with younger, hotter girls. And you can say it to yourself in the mirror. I want to be a pickup artist. I want to do dirty things. I like hot girls. I like seducing girls. And you think, well, yeah, that's pretty obvious, but you'd be shocked. Most guys can't say it. Most guys can't admit it, especially if you kind of live in that office job and you have friends that are married and engaged with long-term steady girlfriends. Your friends go to church. Your friends are very upstanding members of the community, their neighborhood watch people. It's very hard for the average guy to say, I am a red-blooded male. I feel like a lion. I feel horny and I just love women in that kind of sexual good sense, right? And even for guys that are in this industry, guys that write books and make videos, it's quite a big leap to be honest and say, this is what I'm into. And so they, as I've said before, they kind of diluted a bit by saying, well, I'm not a pickup artist. Pickup artists are sleazy and creepy. I would never do that. I'm a life coach. Or they say they're a dating coach, all right, helping men find the one, find their dream girl. Yeah, makes you instinctively kind of go, oh, that's not really what you're trying to do. Some guys will rap the pickup in really wide concepts like politics or religion, or a common one is to say, you know, give bro science advice, you know, just get jacked, just get rich, girls will come. That's a Field of Dreams. Watch my video on Field of Dreams here. Just basically raise your value up to a 10 and then there is no game because game is creepy and manipulative. So the health and fitness thing is often wrapped into pickup or just general confidence. So, okay, if you're, we can teach you about getting girls, but, you know, actually we want to teach you about confidence in a seminar room. And then some guys, they have a repulsion or a revulsion against game after doing it for a while or teaching it for a while, and suddenly they flip 180. and they start teaching meditation or talking about green tea and yoga and marriage and tantric sex and spirituality and how what they used to do and what guys are really interested in, banging hot girls, that is wrong. That is disgusting. So step one, say it with me, like I am an evangelical preacher. Admit to yourself that you like girls. You want to sleep with girls. You like hot girls, okay? You like casual sex. Step two is to admit it to the girls. Now, no, not in a kind of extreme direct way. Remember, we're not talking about direct verbal pickup. Yo, wanna fuck? We're saying that it oozes out of you. Okay, the peak of pickup is when it's completely nonverbal, but she sees the tiger eyes, she sees that hungry look, she knows you're in the secret society. You don't pretend you're going to be her boyfriend. You don't do the bait and switch. It's that win-win type of hustle, if there can be a win-win type of hustle, where she wants casual sex for a little bit. Maybe she's it's that time of the month or time in her life, early 20s, and you want casual sex, and bada-bing. So nobody's pretending they're in a relationship. And you're certainly not friend-zoning yourself. You're certainly not white-knighting, but you're not friend-zoning yourself and going on 5 dates and fixing her sink and helping her with her car and her homework and buying her crap and being her best friend. No, you're hitting on her. She's interested or she's not interested. Of course, that doesn't mean just yes, girls. You're playing the game of chess. That's why it's pickup artistry, and you're getting the maybe girls. So you're flipping maybe girls. That's the hustle. And the third step is to slowly but surely admit it to those around you. Right? Don't be shamed or ashamed. Don't apologize. Don't justify. Lots of guys will hide the fact that they like to be bachelors and black sheep bandits, and their friends never know. They might, a common thing is to have a girlfriend, you know, do the cheating model where they pick up on the side or be married and smash girls on the side, and they're kind of ashamed. And this creates a sticking point, which I see in, I don't know, about a third of students, which is the feeling of pickup being wrong. So I spoke to a guy on Skype yesterday about this, and we spoke about his views and sticking points. And the obvious one that stood out was that he was deeply ashamed of liking women. So classic voices in your head when you do day game for this would be, people are watching, I'm bothering girls, this is creepy, security is going to find out, the police are going to find out, this is terrible. What happens if a girl sees me doing it on someone else? What happens if she's read the game? Tom, you've got to really, really keep this secret. It's terrible stuff. And that reveals the mindset that you haven't accepted what you're doing. You haven't accepted that the lion eats the gazelle. This is completely normal, deeply normal. This is the meaning of life, quite literally, biologically. And so a guy will live a double life. And there's nothing wrong with it in the beginning. I did that, certainly. Being a school teacher and being a Mr. Nice Guy, you lead a double life. Then you do day game in boyfriend mode. And finally, after you've smashed enough girls, you say, no, this is what I do. This is what I am. This is what I like. Right? I don't need to write convoluted things about watering it down. This is just what I like. And certainly if you follow my blog, that's my aim, right? And I say things like, which is a game technique. I say things like, I'm a very bad man. You can say this to girls, okay? With a, remember, big smirk on your face. You own it. You agree and amplify. So either be silent, that's how you pass a shit test, or you agree and amplify. So write these lines down. They're as old as time. I'm a very bad man. I'm a bad influence on you. You should walk away. Okay? I'm a very naughty boy. I guess that makes me a dirty old man. Lovely line. I guess that makes me a dirty old man. I'm the guy your mother warned you about. It's a classic pickup line. I'm the guy your mother warned you about. Or my dad is going, your dad is going to hate me. Your dad is going to hate me. So we own it. And if you listen back to previous podcasts, when we talk about Mr. Nice going, and we say, well, Mr. Nice is actually a sexual strategy, right? Just like we're hustling. Mr. Nice is a sexual strategy. So hiding your dick Even though guys say, well, that's me not playing the game. You are playing the game. That's a strategy. When you're hoping girls don't know what you're doing, and then finally you jump into bed with them, okay? You jump on top of them. It's uncalibrated. It's odd. Girls know what you're doing. That's the thing, even with the indirect openers of days gone by. You know, excuse me, do you know where the subway is? Excuse me, do you know where the library is? Girls know. Because I used to say to students, well, if you were looking for the library, why didn't you just ask an old lady or that guy over there? Why would you run in front of a hot girl and say that? So you might as well own it, because she knows what you're doing. And you've tested the nice guy strategy of hiding your dick. And it's shown a billion times through all men in history that it's massively ineffective. Of course it can work. Of course you can hook up with your best friend that you've been friend zoned with for 5 years. Okay, of course, nice guys get married. Unsurprisingly, they get married. Yep, far more effective for the lover, for the cad, for the black sheep bandit is to say, yes, this is what I do. Excuse me, I think you look nice. You know, a little bit weird, but nice. And I wanted to come and say hello. You're very, very cute. And then you own it on the clothes. You close strong. Listen, no, not coffee. I think we should go for something stronger, okay? Let's have a glass of wine. When are you free, Tuesday or Thursday? On the date, of course, you're in comfort, like I showed in my 2013 dating seminar that I've just put up for free to show you a lot of my early material. You have the comfort, and then to get out of comfort, you spike, as Anthony and I used to say. So suddenly you say, oh my God, I haven't been listening to anything you've been saying. I've been looking at your legs. But anyway, carry on. Sorry, that was the beer talking. Yeah, a little bit of elephant in the room, clever fourth wall, showing her you have a dick. Sometimes in the second venue, or quite often actually still now, I look down and kind of point to between my legs and I say, oh my God, you're turning me on so much. I need to get this cold beer and rest it here. Oh, that's better. You know, one brain, as I say, pointing to my head, and another brain. We have a single track mind. Anyway, what were you saying about tennis? And you carry on. Don't hide your dick. I'm back at yours. It's off, on, off, on, off, on, and then hand on your jeans, and then your hand between her legs, and then G-Y-D-O, get your dick out. You say, look, you make me horny, okay? This is what you do to me. Okay, so we've taken it from the literal meaning to the wider meaning in your life. And it's very important to say to yourself, you're a day gamer, because it is a weight off your shoulders. I remember sometime 2013, 2014, after going through that weird period of quitting your job and not sure what to tell your family and friends, and you know, not sure whether to put out the filthy stuff or to, you know, to embrace this lifestyle, there was a point when I just said, fuck it. You know, I've gone past the point of no return. If you want to be a hustler, you're a hustler. If you want to be a pro poker player, this is what you do. If you want to go for Olympic gold, this is what you do, and you own it, right? Because that's frame. Anything else, the submissiveness, the apologizing, automatically you're on the defense, not the offense. So that means the other person has the frame. You're qualifying to them. Like, no, I'm not a pickup artist, really. God, no, I would never be a creepy pickup artist, but I do like hot girls. Okay, and you find that a lot. You'll be surprised. Guys that have been doing day game street hustling for years, I meet them a lot in cities across the world. And one guy I met, I remember I was in a South American country, and I was like, why are you here, man? You know, with a cheeky wink. And he looked at me very shiftily and said, for the architecture, for the history, I guess I'm learning salsa, I'm learning Spanish, da 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 da. And I went, come on, mate, you could have learned Spanish back in America, right? You could have learned da 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 da. You're here to get laid, aren't you? No, I'm not here to get laid. I think you're here to get laid. So again, that's an example of traveling halfway around the world and saying, no, I'm not here to look at architecture for the first 5 days. I'm here to fucking hustle, right? So you get off the plane, you unpack your bags, and I've said that in my books. You got that blast of energy for 2 days that you need to use. It's that fresh energy feeling. And you admit to yourself and you admit to the streets, this is why I'm here. You can do all the, and I'm not saying don't do all the touristy stuff and the cultural stuff and the nature stuff. I say definitely do that. I say that in FloMad. But do it with a girl you've slept with, okay? That's why in that 2013 dating seminar, I removed the adventure bubble because it was too girlfriendy, it was too nice guy, it was too invested. But I still do adventure bubbles, as you saw last year and you're going to see this year with a van. But when do I do them? When do I go swimming in a lake with a girl? When do I go on bikes with a girl? When might I even go skiing with a girl? After I've had a lot of casual sex. I just pulled her one date or two dates or maybe three dates in the FSU. You bang her a few times, you're lovers, and then you say, do you know what? She's a cool girl. I like this girl, she's fun. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a raunchy weekend in a forest in my van. Right? So it's totally different from the provider thing of flying a girl out to Monte Carlo, giving her a diamond necklace and then saying, look, you need to fuck me. Okay? That's provider game. That's prostitution. So you got to own it. And as I often say to clients on Skype calls, we talk about priorities in life because a lot of the Skype calls is, you know, where should I put my focus? Should it be on work, on online businesses, on health? Because obviously they follow the Tom Terreiro diet and physique. That should be my new ebook, How to Get Ripped Like Tom Terreiro. How to lift cans of Guinness, how to smoke cigars. But I digress. Yeah, we're talking about priorities. And a guy's often saying, well, I'm going to take 2 years, you know, to get this flat or get this penthouse or get this car or, you know, I'm really working on this city job thing for a promotion. And I said, come on, mate, think about it. What do you really, really, really want if you knew you only had a year to live or half a year to live or whatever? And for 99% of the things guys do, it comes down to girls. Okay, you got to be honest with yourself. Again, why does the guy get the car, sports car? Pussy. Why does the guy get the penthouse? Pussy. Why does the guy become a CEO? Power and pussy. Here's an interesting one. Why are the guys, you know, the ones that are looking in the mirror every 2 minutes, taking selfies in the gym, steroids, why are they getting massively jacked and walking around with their shirts off? Pussy. All right. And why are guys taking up photography and learning languages and doing salsa and blah, blah, blah? I call it snake seduction. Yeah. Because sure, a hustle's a hustle, but you might as well hustle with the aim of winning. You know your aim in poker, you know your aim. If you're going to rob a bank, you know your aim if you're going to hit the streets. And it's not to take photographs, it's to bang girls. So when I got this van, I got a lot of emails saying, oh, Tom, you're doing the van life thing, you're giving up pickup, you're taking up surfing, you're going to do more meditation, that's really good. You're going to, you know, I think it's good, Tom, that you're purifying your soul. And I had to say, whoa, 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 no. The bang is like bang bus. It first and foremost, it's what Craig and I did in Canada. We didn't bang each other, but we got that scruffy van with Jimi Hendrix on the side and we drove it around and we pulled girls into it. And of course, at the same time, you see the cool locations and, you know, you get into nature. You can be a bit more free. I don't have to worry about logistics. I'll just be pulling that van right into the center of town. And the girl's like, oh, I can't meet you. You know, I live out in da da da. And I'll say, well, you know what? My bedroom is on wheels. I'll be coming quite literally to you. I'm like a delivery man, you know, delivering love. But I digress. We'll do another video series on the van and we'll do many podcasts on the van, in the van, deep inside her. I think it's a she. I think vehicles are she's, am I right? Boats are she's, planes are she's. It's going to be a she. Yes, so don't worry about the snake seduction. We're into Day Game 3.0. We are saying, I am an animal. Right, I'm tapping into that primal brain. Right, I'm hungry, I like to sleep, and I'm horny. I always play that caricature on a date. I say to girls, you know, I'm so simple. Us men, we are so simple. You know, A, B, C, we like to sleep, we like to eat, we like to have salsa lessons. yeah, I'm very lazy. I'm a lazy guy. So it's good to say things like that, yeah? Disqualification is the game theory. But you accept, you look in the mirror, you say, I am hungry. I am a lion. It's like going into the supermarket and pretending you're not interested in the food. I like the lights. I like the music in the supermarket. I write a long theoretical blog on supermarket layouts and the philosophy of soup. No, you went into that supermarket because you were hungry. You want food. So go in there, get the food and eat the food. Right? So look at girls, I've said before. Not as museum statues or marble goddesses or even worse, as friends. You look at hot girls and you say, oh, they're lovely. when I look at hot good on the street, I go, they are delicious. They are tasty food. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah? And you say, I want it. And I'm a guy and it's normal. Okay? I'm tapping into that hindbrain, the foraging hindbrain, the nomadic hindbrain, which is for most of human existence. Yeah? Hunting. And the fucking one, because girls see it in your eyes. You've had that thing, as I've said before, about you being on a bus or a train or walking home after you've just had sex with a girl, and you're glowing, and you've got that look in your eyes, and you just order a coffee in a cafe, and the waitress kind of, you know, she loses her state, her control. She goes red, she blushes, she's got that twinkle in her eyes. She knows you're a hungry man, okay? And let's do an experiment. Here's something you can do, even if you still haven't started day game in 2018. Just go to a public place and no, not in a raincoat, a Mac, don't get your dick out. I am not responsible for flashing, unless you flash sheep in Wales. Go and stand or sit in a busy place and just look at girls, okay? Obviously, consensual age and over. And look at hot girls, look at average girls, look at housewives, look at the office workers. They're coming and going in and out of the subway station, the train station, the shopping center. And as each one comes out, try and catch their eye and give them that cheeky smirk. You know that I know that you know, or I know that you know that I know, secret society. But, or with my students, I just say, okay, imagine her masturbating. Imagine that one watching porn. What kind of fantasy do you think she likes? What kind of sex noise do you think she makes? What kind of sexual expression does she make? You know, how does she jerk off with her hand, with a dildo? What's her favorite sexual position? Can you imagine her sucking your dick? And I can hear the gasps across iTunes and YouTube right now. Guys are going, what? I don't think of women like that. Women are not to be thought of like that. How dare you? I would never think of a woman like that. Listen, mate, you're listening to a podcast about pickup. Or you're on my YouTube channel, which is all about having sex with hot girls. So, don't hide your dick, all right? I just had a break so I could piss. But coming back to this, the last little bit of the podcast, I say, what was I saying? Yeah, go to do that public place experiment. And more importantly, you're outside, right? You're not indoors making theoretical hypotheses about women, right? You're not on forums anymore. I want you to log off forums, especially men's rights or manosphere, the monosphere, I call it, that kind of stuff, where men are screaming that life isn't fair, that biology isn't fair. You know, they sound like male feminists, or the male equivalent of feminists, you know? And it's all hypothetical. It's all convoluted. It's all in their heads. They're trapping themselves even further in their heads, and they're getting angry with themselves, and they're getting angry with the world. As I say in the end of Hustle On, close your laptop, go outside, and even if you're not ready to do day game, start going into a public place and giving hit and run compliments. Yeah, not hit and run with your car, but just going up to strangers like, hey mate, I like your hat, have a good day. Go up to that old granny and say, hey, I love your flowery coat. Have a lovely day, right? Make people smile. That's step number one. If you can't even do that, if you've got real approach anxiety, social anxiety, go to a public place, look at people and try to do the stack in your head, you know? Imagine what you'd say to that woman. You look nice, you look Spanish. You look nice, you look like a lawyer. You look nice, your headphones remind me of an astronaut. You can do all that in your head and build up a memory bank quite quickly of geography and jobs and little teases. And if you really can't even do that, you can be like Tom Torero in 2009 and do indirect game. Excuse me, I'm looking for a costume shop. Do you know where I could get a fancy dress costume? Oh, by the way, it's for an Angels and Devils party. What do you think I should go as, naughty or nice? Old school game. It works. It gets you over that anxiety of not hiding your dick. And I accept, you know, if you're new to this and if you're a really nice guy, it feels very weird to go up to girls and basically tell them what you want with that glint in your eye, with that smirk and being verbally direct. Of course, you take it back with a tease, with the little quip. That's why we pull the rug from underneath them, because you can't just, you know, compliment, compliment, compliment. And I'm not saying be crass. I'm not saying be super direct. That's not what I mean by not hiding your dick. But you get the message, okay? So rather than avoiding real world pickup, don't be part of the the armchair PUA club, the circle jerk of mental masturbation, yeah? B, used to actually doing it. This is a contact sport. Rubber meets the road. You got to have skin in the game. I tell you many times, in January is the best time to get into it because, like we said on last week's podcast or the one before, girls are lonely now. Girls are horny. Girls are wishing something new would come all over them. And guess who that might be? Oh, and I scribbled down here, get off Twitter. One of the best things I did last year, or was it the year before? I think it was last year. I just stopped using Twitter. An engineered platform to make you angry. And it's just you talking to other men. What the fuck are you doing? Life's too short. Life is amazing. So sell everything and get a van, perhaps, and go into nature and try to bang girls in that van. That's going to be a good detox. To minimize spending, become a minimalist, but most importantly, to keep banging women as a 38-year-old man who likes what I do. And I've written that article called Why Are You Reading This?, which summarizes today's podcast. And I also wrote another one about being in this for the long haul, so not retiring next year, not becoming a dating coach or a life coach or teaching you about my six-pack, not teaching yoga, but at least until I'm 50. I am going to be on these airwaves and on blogs and videos telling you how to pick up hot girls. Dun, 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 dun. That was podcast 137. Maybe next week I'll be in Singapore. Maybe not. But until next time, ta-da.